It's here and now. And Meghna, do you like cold weather?
Winter wonderlands, yes. Cold, eh.
No, you're not a big fan of
not
just
a
the
huge
frigid
fan.
Temperatures. Well, then you should not buy the newest book out today, the Maine Farmer's Almanac, out with its 197th edition today. And it includes words like piercing cold and bitterly cold as to describe the upcoming winter.
Oh, my.
Now, the almanac forecast is based on planetary position, sunspots, and lunar cycles. It's a secret formula that scientists do not put a lot of stock in, but the almanac says its forecasts are correct about 80% of the time, and a lot of farmers have been using it since 1818 to figure out the best time to plant crops.
Well, I imagine that if you're in farming, you want to use resources you trust, because it's an occupation, it's a lifestyle that that takes a lot of a commitment, a lifetime of commitment.
Lifetime of commitment. The average age of an American farmer now creeping towards 60. It was just over 50 back in 1978, and some of those older farmers are actually newbies, because for many Americans, retirement is now an opportunity to begin the farming dream. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress Swanson has our story.
What's your ideal picture of retirement? The beach, maybe? Traveling to exotic locations?
Come and spend your autumn years in an Indian palace.
Taking on a part-time job, perhaps?
My name is Edward Skelton. I'm a greeter at Walmart.
How about something a little more grounded?
These are soybeans and clover. They're going to be drilled in as soon as I can get out to plant them.
That's beginning farmer Tom Thomas standing atop his 6-foot-tall planter.
You know, I wanted to be able to be active and have a pastime that ensured physical activity.
At age 65, Thomas still has the physical fitness to wrestle and brand steers at his son's Oklahoma ranch. After working as an exercise physiologist, he retired 2 years ago, and he knew what he wanted to do.
With a farm, you're sitting there drinking a second cup of coffee in the morning, and it's pulling at you. You know, I walk around the farm at least twice a day, and so I'm always checking things and figuring out what needs to be done next.
Most days now, you'll find Thomas tending to corn, soybean, millet, and bush beans on the 300 acres of rolling hills and wetlands he purchased near Fayette, Missouri. He sold his wife, Susan, on the idea by agreeing to build the home of her dreams in an oak grove overlooking the farm.
Everything you see, whether it be the lake or the barns or the driveway, we built everything.
Retiring to the farm is pretty rare, even as the number of farmers across the country dwindles. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says only 12% of beginning farmers are over the age of 65. Yet Thomas's 67-year-old brother-in-law is doing the same thing. Jim Schulte and his wife Rita bought their 450-acre farm near Columbia, Missouri in 1991. But full-time farming had to wait.
In the early 2000s, the seed brokerage business basically was changing so dramatically. And I was 55, 56, and I was beginning to think, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore, and I think I'll just be a country farmer, you know, a country gentleman.
Schulte worked in the mortgage business before retiring in 2010. In his gold wristwatch, starched plaid button-down, and fairly new-looking blue jeans, he looks more businessman than farmer. Still, Schulte's been growing about 200 acres of corn and soybeans on his farm each year since retirement. And it suits him.
I like to work alone and just do my thing. I might leave in the morning and come back in the evening and not see anybody. You know, that's okay. I'll see no telling what all kind of wildlife. It's all interesting.
The AARP says it's not surprising that retirees are filling their golden years with something they're passionate about.
A lot of them, for the rest of their lives, they don't really need a time to wind down, but to really grow and follow some passion and continue to learn.
Bruce Keppel is vice president of the AARP's Midwest region.
It's actually referred to now as an age of retirement, where people are living their dreams, adapting, reimagining their lives, in fact.
Of course, not every retiree can afford the high prices of farmland or the hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs to purchase farm equipment. Sometimes Schulte also wonders if retiring to the farm wasn't a bit too ambitious.
There are times that I even now think about when you climb up on top of a grain bin to do something and you're not 16 anymore, you know. If you happen to slip or come off there, something's going to break.
Schulte says there are never enough hours in the day to take care of every tree limb that falls down or pull up every weed growing in the ground. So he just does what he can manage. The farm work is also wearing on his brother-in-law.
I'm probably doing more than I want to do in terms of farming. And that also leads me to think about the future and how long I might want to do this. Because this was a young man's dream. You know, I would want to move to a farm like this when I was 30 or 40 years old. Even though I manage it to where it's not very stressful, it's still more than I want to do.
But with crop prices high, farmland is an extremely good investment. And it could one day provide just the extra funds Schulte and Thomas need to get them to the next phases of their lives. For Here and Now, I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson.
That story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.